Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process.
I would certainly vote for a Democrat, any Democrat. If I had to have a Democrat president, I know he's not getting a lot of attention, but Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, I like Amy Klobuchar.
Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh dropped out of the Republican primary on Friday after getting just 1% support in the Iowa caucuses. Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is still in the race, though 9 state GOPs have already canceled their primaries. Walsh says he won't vote for President Donald Trump.
The Republican Party is no longer a party, they're a cult. It's no longer a party where ideas drive things and ideas carry the day, and Republican members of Congress debate. All they do is defend Trump.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar's performance at Friday's debate at St. Anselm College in Manchester raised her campaign $2 million in less than 14 hours. Former Vice President Joe Biden, who finished fourth in Iowa, wasn't enthusiastic about his chances in tomorrow's New Hampshire primary.
I took a hit in Iowa, and I'll probably take a hit here. Traditionally, Bernie won by 20 points last time, and usually it's the neighboring senators that do well.
Biden had a big moment when he encouraged the audience to applaud Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. The officer in the National Security Council and his twin brother were ousted by the Trump administration, and President Trump publicly attacked Vindman for his testimony in the impeachment hearings.
I think we should all stand and give Colonel Vindman a show of how much we supported him. Stand up and clap for Vindman.
Praise for Vindman's courage also came from Klobuchar, who got fifth place in Iowa. She talked about her winning record in purple and red districts, and she also criticized former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, many of whose supporters overlap with hers.
We have a newcomer in the White House, and look where it got us. I think having some experience is a good thing.
His response?
We're going to force this president to stand on that debate stage next to somebody who actually lives in a middle-class neighborhood in the industrial Midwest, in the exact kind of community that he pretends to speak for but turns his back on.
Buttigieg is gaining on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in New Hampshire polls, even leading in one by Suffolk University after both of them led the Iowa caucuses. Senator Elizabeth Warren from the neighboring state of Massachusetts is hoping to push past her current third-place standing. Overall, Sanders is still a good 5 points ahead in an average of New Hampshire polls. Here's how he responded to ABC News' question on how the label democratic socialism, which Sanders defines as a, quote, pathway to economic rights, unquote, will affect Democrats in a general election.
The way you bring people together is by presenting an agenda that works for the working people of this country, not for the billionaire class.
And he's asked for a partial re-canvass of Iowa caucus results. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.